Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Social Good's Trish Shamoun and Corey Prince talking about their recent expansion and their adventure into big data. So check it out. Hey, we're talking a little CU Social Good today, but for those few folks out there that don't know what CU Social Good is, can you guys give us a quick 411 on what you guys are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, CU Social Good was actually started just a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And when we first developed CU Social Good, it was sort of just a blog, a place for credit unions to tell their stories about how they're giving back to their communities. And really, as credit unions, you know, that's a part of our DNA, people helping people. It's what we do. Yep. However, we're not always the best at telling our stories. It's almost like we want to keep it a secret and not brag, but we need to let people know what we're doing out there. So we created this online space for people to start sharing those stories. And, you know, over the last 2 years, we really saw it take off very organically. We have had 3,200 stories plus submitted from almost every state across the country, which is so exciting. Yeah. And this is with virtually no marketing. So, you know, people are looking for a place to share these stories, and we've created that space for them. So it's become a community where, you know, we can share those stories. And as we looked at what we're doing with CU Social Good, we realized the stories are fantastic, right? They tug at your heartstrings, and it's important for people to know what we're doing. But from an advocacy standpoint, really what we need to start looking at is the data that goes along with that. How much are we giving back, and what is the impact that credit unions are having on their communities? So recently we've added some additional functionality. So we're now able to gather some data along with those stories. So when someone tells us about something that they did in their community, they can also tell us what the impact was. So for example, if they worked on a Habitat house, they can tell us how many volunteer hours were involved with that, or if there was maybe a monetary donation that went along with that, or maybe they purchased hammers and nails for that project. They can report all of that, so we can really truly start to get a feel for what the impact is that credit unions are having in those communities.
Well, yeah, it's pretty significant what credit unions are doing for communities because, I mean, one of the missions of a credit union is to be connected with its community in order to serve it well and to help people out and all that good stuff. So, I mean, this, gosh, I mean, when I first saw this come about a couple of years ago, we had Robbie Thompson on the show and we talked about it, and it was just a fantastic interview. And every time I get your guys' emails, we retweet, say that three times fast, retweet the various stories that are out there. Because I love what this represents, and it's almost infectious when you see somebody else giving. Hey, you know what? It kind of triggers something in your, but hey, we want to give too. And this is what CU Social Good is all about. So it's fantastic news, you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so you guys have had a bit of big news lately. You guys are actually expanding into 9 states and 6 leagues. I mean, tell me, how does this work and what's this all about and what triggered it?
Well, absolutely. Well, the expansion is maybe a little misnomer, but what we're doing is we're reaching out and we're having conversations with the state leagues and associations. And so obviously the best way to reach the most credit unions the quickest is to reach out to those trusted partners, which are those state leagues and credit unions.
Right.
So when we say we're expanding into those, you know, into those nine states and 6 leagues, it's actually, as of this morning, it's 10 states and 7 leagues.
Congratulations.
So we're working with them, demoing CU Social Good for their membership, and, you know, getting them to create profiles and get in, just basically educating them on CU Social Good, what it is and what Trish just talked about. What the benefit is there for not only the individual credit unions and state leagues, and then, you know, the national picture as well.
Okay, so what now? When you mean when you say demoing, or I mean, are you teaching credit unions how to sign up for CU Social Good and how to participate and contribute and that type of stuff, or
yes.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that is it. I mean, CU Social Good really is it's a pretty basic site when you look at it. When we look at the goals that we put out for CU Social Good, it is to share that good news of what credit unions are doing in their communities. That's what it's all about. Now, with the addition of the data, that really adds a whole new level of just of information that can be compiled and aggregated back and then used on that advocacy on those advocacy efforts that we all know are so important.
Yeah, it makes that message of giving back all that much more powerful, I think, when you have that data to back it up. My gosh.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's why I have impact reports, because it is the impact of those communities. It impacts, you know, each and every member of that community.
Indeed. So, how do you see it benefiting the credit union industry as a whole? I mean, obviously, it's almost kind of a philanthropic industry, as we well know. We're always kind of giving back and working with the communities and stuff. But I mean, how do you see this overall benefiting the credit union industry? As it sounds like it's a great message all the way around. It's just a feel good thing. I mean, how can you not like this? You know.
Right. Well, the benefit, there's a number of benefits, and it really depends on what level of the industry you're at, right? So from the individual credit union level, the benefit is they get to report. They get to really, from a cooperative standpoint, you know, when we go in and we look at the stories that are submitting each and every day, submitted each and every day, they can go in and, as an example, let's say your credit union is looking for a new way to interact with their community through financial education, financial literacy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go in and do some simple sorting through CU Social Good. We can take a look at all the stories that are all about financial literacy and education, and maybe we get some new ideas.
Oh,
and maybe
okay.
we implement that into something that we're already doing. Maybe it's something we never thought about before, and maybe it's just something new to what we want to do. So not only that, but again, if they're submitting the stories with that data then becomes very critical, because as it's aggregated and in worked in behind the scenes of the system, the platform, when we move over to that impact map, you know, we have that map of the United States with all those pins.
That's cool.
That are submitting. Now, that's not all of them that is submitted. That's just, you know, as of middle of January, you know, it's growing quickly. But as they click on that pin, the impact is displayed right there. Mm-hmm. So any member, anybody that goes onto CU Social Good into the impact map and clicks on that credit union's pin will see what that impact is for them. Nice. So that's an aggregate total. Okay. Now, from that level, if we move up to the state level, really becomes interesting, because we can take all of the data from all of the credit unions, say in North Dakota, right, that submitted stories with that data. We'll aggregate that data, and we can put together what we call an impact report. And you have make those available quarterly as well as an annual roll-up. And that those are available to those leagues and associations that we have relationships with, those 10, representing those 10 states, those seven leagues. So they'll get those impact reports. And when we take those out and, they talk to their state lawmakers, and it becomes a very, very compelling story.
Yeah.
Credit unions. Now, of course, we can roll up to the state level. We can roll it up to the national, that national CU social level, right? So when we look at that report, if we have, X number of credit unions out of the, number that we have available, that can be a really, really compelling story, a really, good reason for promoting that credit union movement and promoting that credit union difference.
You know what just popped into my brain here is that this story went from a philanthropic story to a big data story.
Exactly.
But it's
right.
Cool. I mean, but you guys are using it for such good purposes. I mean, because it reinforces an advocacy effort. It reinforces, to allocate resources to this philanthropic effort. It's just kind of, it's all proof in the pudding, so to speak. And it's just, oh wow. I mean, I had no idea where this conversation was going to go. Now we're talking big data and how it helps philanthropic efforts. Very cool. I love this.
And don't forget too, it's not just about advocacy. There's a lot of awareness in this as well. When you're talking, I want to take the impact reports. I want to just funnel my members into that, into CU Social Good to show what my credit union is doing.
Yeah.
Becomes a really big reason why I'm a member of a credit union, why I'm that credit union. Mm-hmm. So it's twofold.
Wow. So it's big data, idea generating, philanthropic, member reporting. My gosh, when CU Social Good first started, did you guys have any idea it would become something like this? Because in the beginning, it's such a simple, easy, great idea, but now it's blossomed into something really, really powerful.
Yeah, it really has. I mentioned it sort of started almost as a blog, just a place to share stories. And as it became more popular, we just felt there was something missing and there was more we could do with it. It was this incredible tool in the making. And we felt that it was really important to start taking it to that next level and to turn it into something that really the whole movement could benefit from. And we really feel that that's what's happening.
No doubt. And speaking of the next level, what are your goals now to move? Because it sounds like sky's the limit with what you can do with this information. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, in our ideal world, we would have every credit union all of your data.
World domination.
Wouldn't that be fantastic, right? And that's a pretty large goal, of course. But, you know, the reality when it comes to data is the more data you have, the more powerful it becomes. Mm-hmm. So we're really truly hoping that we can get as many credit unions as possible to be telling us their stories about how they're giving back, inspiring mm-hmm. other credit unions mm-hmm. to do similar things, and sharing that data with us so that we can roll it up to their state associations and roll it up to the national level so we can, you know, as leagues, we can advocate on behalf of credit unions in a new and interesting way. So we'd love to have all the credit unions submitting those stories, and we'd love to have all of the leagues working with us on that. Because, you know, truly the leagues know the members the best, right? Yeah. So if we can work with a league and they can, you know, help to funnel this information, you know, we really feel that's going to help us truly reach the most credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why would the leagues not want to work with you? I mean, that's just, I mean, it just seems like such a no-brainer. You go in there, hey, okay, you know, no arm twisting, no nothing, man. It's just,
we'll quote you on that.
Okay. Well, you got my support. I think you guys are awesome. So, I mean, I'm so psyched for this story. To wrap up here, guys, I mean, where can folks find out more about CU Social Good and get involved and participate so you can get more data to help out?
Yeah, absolutely. Very simple, www.cusocialgood.com. If it's the first time that credit union's been in, it hasn't created a profile yet, that's going to be the first thing they'll have to do. So okay. They just up on the top of the top right of the screen, submit your stories. That'll take them into a page where they'll have to just give some basic information to create that profile, you know, including they want their credit union logo in there, of course. And then if they have a story to submit, they can do that at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the data, which is on the bottom. There's only six categories, so it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll submit that. Then once they once that's done, they'll get a you know, a notification saying thank you, you know. And then when they come back in to submit that story again and again, all they've got to do is navigate to the same place, find their name from a drop down list,
mm-hmm.
and put the story information in. Just upload a PDF, a Word doc. The of course the picture of the event.
I was thinking the same thing. Picture is very important.
And then the data, literally 30 seconds. They can be done in and out in 30 seconds. We were very, very sensitive to the time that it mm-hmm. took.
Because a lot of credit unions, they're writing press releases about this stuff anyway. So why not just kind of copy and paste into what you guys provide?
Exactly.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time today. Everybody, CU Social Goods, Corey Prince and Trish Shimone, thank you so much. Well done. And I can't wait to see the next evolution of what's going on here. So nice job.
We'll
thank
bring
you
it to
such,
you.
Mike. Thanks
All
for
right.
being us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.